name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Remember when you were little. That may be easier for some of us than for others, because for some of us, you have to remember way, way back. When you're little, people will always ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And there will be all sorts of really interesting answers. Cowboys, policemen, firemen, astronauts, pilots, or if it was a strange little child, a mortician, things like that. As I mentioned before, I think it would be better if we asked our children, what do you think God wants you to be when you grow up? Now, there are all sorts of different things. You know, we could be talking about the state of life, whether you're called to the priesthood or to religious life or to the married state. And even with ordinary Joe jobs, you think God would prefer that you are a lawyer or a teacher? Who knows? We ask that question. And when you get older, what's the question? What are your goals in life? You know, you may be interviewing for a job and they say, what are your goals? Or you may be in therapy and they say, what are your goals in life? And people have all sorts of different goals in life. Some people want to be at the top of their profession. Other people want to be able to retire at the age of 45 and live in the Bahamas. Some people want to accumulate the most stuff. Other people just simply want to have a happy family. I think here too, it would be better if people would ask themselves, what do I think God wants me to do? What do I think God's goals for me are? Because that could be a little different. You know, there are all sorts of different goals that people can have. There are all sorts of states of life people can be called for, but there is one thing that God has in mind for all of us. Some of you may remember the Baltimore Catechism. Heck, some of you are taught by the Baltimore Catechism. I'm not just talking about the older people. Some younger people are taught with the Baltimore Catechism too, and it's not a bad thing. Why did God make you? To know Him, to love Him, to serve Him in this world, and to be happy with Him forever in the next. In short, God made us for heaven. And that is what God desires for all of us, that we should have heaven. And that's what we should desire for ourselves. When a child is asked, what do you want to be? They should say, I want to be a saint. What is your goal in life? To get to heaven. There's a French philosopher and theologian who said that the only tragedy in life is not having been a saint. And that's true, because really, in the long run, nothing else matters. God wants us to be with Him forever. Why? Because that answers the deepest desires of the human heart. That's what we're made for. We just heard the Beatitudes. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who mourn. I'm so glad they got rid of the old translation, which is happy. Happy are they who mourn. That's a little odd, isn't it? You got a big smile on your face. What are you doing? I'm mourning. No, happy is this world. You know, being happy is a good thing. But it's an emotional thing, and it's a thing for this world. Blessed is something else. And if you look at the things enumerated in the Beatitudes, they are things of the next world, not of this world. Tells us that to get to heaven, we need to be very different from the things of this world. And it is God's desire that we go to heaven. That's why God gave us His only begotten Son. That's why Jesus laid down His life for us. That's why the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the church, so we could get to heaven, so we could be a saint. And who are the saints? They are the human beings that are in heaven, gazing upon God all the time. And most of the time when we think about saints, we think about the ones in the stained glass windows, or in the lives of the saints, or whose pictures are on holy cards. And yes, those in fact are saints, canonized saints, who are raised up to be examples for all of us. But they're not the only saints. That's just a small fraction of the saints. The odds are that everyone here has known at least one person who is a saint, personally. Now, whenever I do a funeral, I'm very clear with the people that we don't know if someone's in heaven. We don't know that. I don't know it, and you don't know it either. So if I ever hear you say, "Our grandma's in heaven," I smack you, because you don't know that. Unless they're a canonized saint, you don't know that they're there. You hope, and that's a good thing, but just on the off chance, pray for her. Because grandma might have had a secret addiction to bingo, or something like that. But there are all these innumerable saints. Think about our reading from the book of Revelation. 144,000 of the children of Israel. Wouldn't it be horrible to be 144,001, to have missed it by that much? Well, we're not talking about a census number here anyway. What's 12? 12 tribes of Israel. 12. The 12 apostles. 12 times 12 times 1,000. The fullness of Israel in heaven. And then not just the sons and daughters of Israel, but the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, an innumerable crowd of every nation, of every people, and of every tongue, praising God. What do the saints do? They praise God. Now, some people think that that means that they don't care about us. That's absolute nonsense. Sometimes you hear that from our Protestant friends. Oh, the saints, you know, they wouldn't even care. You know, why would you think they pray for you? They're in heaven with God. They don't care about you anymore. Oh, really? So God in heaven doesn't care about us. No, God loves us enough to give us his only son. The saints love what God loves and work for what God desires. And so the saints care about us, and they pray for us. We see that also in the book of Revelation, in those wonderful visions given to St. John. The saints are in heaven. And you know, there are in fact some Protestants who think that when you die, you just cease to exist until the resurrection. Again, that's not scriptural. They're praying for us even now. What a wonderful thing to know that the saints are in heaven, to know that it is possible to gain salvation, and to know that God desires us to be there, and he will give us all the help we need to get there, if only we accept it. And it is not God's help alone, but the saints and the angels who also help us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.